Hi, really happy now to be joined with by James Runner, the Lynn Tech High School football coach. And James, welcome to MSL.
How you doing, everyone? How you doing, sir? How you been?
Doing well. We're okay. And I want to ask you before we get into the current edition of the team. I want to ask you about the transition from fall two through summer and then into fall football, because you guys, most of the Lynn schools got screwed this year in terms of participating in sports, and you guys did manage to get in a few games. So what was that like for you guys to have that much and then transitioning into this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing, obviously, was the COVID. A lot of kids were adjusting. It was difficult to try and screen kids when they're at home with their families who go to work all day long, and then they come to practice, and we had kids screening before they went off coming to the field, and they had to be tested. You know, it was aggravating,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you. It was very difficult to try and keep the aspect of having a football team and be excited to play the game when you couldn't even get kids in onto the field unless they were screen checked, did their check-ins, and so on and so forth. And I think the best thing about it now is, a lot of kids have gone out, they've got vaccinated, which has made it a little bit easier for us to transition into the fall season this year, with only about 4 months inside the middle of it to try and get ready with the summer program, and 7-on-7s, and making sure guys are doing their fundraising, getting all that stuff done. But I think we've made a good transition from the fall two season into now, especially academically. The kids have been working really hard. We've been keeping our progress reports rolling every single week, which has been good for us, because if they're not good students, then you really can't use them on the field. But we're excited now to move forward from fall two season, and we're looking forward into the middle of October so we can get rolling here for with the conference game.
Yeah, I'm wondering at this point, Coach, does it seem almost like a normal year now that you've got you got some games under your belt and the kids are in school, as you say, and does it seem like a normal football where you can concentrate on football instead of all this other stuff?
Yes, it actually has been really, really good. There's been a lot of support from administration. We do have a new principal this year, and Mr. Gallo, and he's been very, very supportive and helpful. As far as just getting the little things taken care of, parent meetings, conversations, making sure kids are aware of the things they can and cannot do while in school. We're still wearing the mask in the school like everybody else is, which is not a bad transition because the kids are making it to school.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot better than them sitting in front of a screen all day long.
But yeah.
I'd say the best thing has been is to see the kids in the building and see them walk into the football locker room and get ready for practice. That's the best feeling, because we didn't even utilize the locker room.
Right.
Yeah. During the fall, too.
So, you know what I find funny is I find the conversation among some adults about kids wearing masks in school kind of interesting, because everywhere I go, the kids, they don't seem to care. You see kids coming out of the building and they forget they're wearing the mask. You got to say, hey, you can take them off now. So it's not that big a deal for the kids. But being on the field is. Coach, let me ask you now about this year. I want to get into, some of your leaders and so on. But first of all, team wise, you started out, against Essex Tech, tough game. And each week you've gotten stronger until finally you broke through against Georgetown. So tell me a little bit about the transition with your guys and how they've improved from the beginning to where you are now.
Well, we have a young team. Our nucleus and core of our team graduated in fall two. I had a lot of good-sized linemen who graduated off the program who've been here for 4 years, and we're loaded with sophomores and juniors this year. My motto has always been we take on tougher competition in the first couple of games, so that way when we get into conference play, we're prepared to play, guys at our caliber and at our level.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Collins is a good friend of mine. He asked if we would get a game this year and have it for next year also, too,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely fine because we've been in the same conference for forever. So I took the opportunity just to have my guys line up with Essex Tech. That was literally the first time some of my kids had played in 2 years.
Yeah, wow, yes, yes.
There were some kids that did not play in fall, too,
mm-hmm.
that came back out for this fall. And it had been almost 2 years since they had played a game. So our first game versus Essex Tech was pretty much the first time for our big table, 8 or 9 guys who started for me that game. And I think each week we've gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
The win, have been very difficult, but we've gotten better as a team as far as growing the continuity and the consistency with our offense and how we've been wanting to run it. And I'm looking forward to the rest of this season, because you know, I feel like we hit our good stride on Friday night versus Georgetown. You know, we had three backs, you know, running the ball very well. We switched up and added two more backs to the backfield, and we were able to spread it out a lot, which gives, you know, teams a little bit of a headache trying to focus in on one guy, considering our offense is multiple with running backs in the backfield.
You know, Coach, I'm wondering if the Manchester game, Manchester Essex game, your kids built up some confidence out of that one. I know it's never a good thing to lose, but Manchester Essex is flying, and you guys played them really tough, and then, of course, beating Georgetown is finally the breakthrough. But what about that Manchester Essex game? They're tough competition, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I told the coach after the game was over, you know, you guys are a tough opponent, and we appreciate, you know, tough opponents. I mean, it was 16-8 at half. I mean, at one point, and you know, we had the ball. If we finished off one of our drives instead of allowing a punt return, I think this would be a lot different conversation right now. But you know, like I said to my coaches and my players, that game had to be treated as a conference championship game, and we've been in that position where we've been the number one team in our conference, and you know, we've been able to, you know, provide the right type of game style for a team of that caliber. So when Manchester came in, you know, we were geared up. We were ready to play a tough game. You know, I think we earned the respect of Manchester after that game was over. You know, it was a punt return and a 2-point conversion that changed the whole outcome. So at the end of the day, I told my coaches, I think we're going to be okay as the season goes along because we're getting better each and every game. And I think the Manchester game is a testament to that. Because we shouldn't have lost it, but we ended up losing it based off of a couple of mental breakdowns and, again, the special teams breakdown, which is something that we strive very hard because we practice special teams every day.
Yeah.
You know? And then I think after Manchester going into Georgetown, my coaches were excited because they saw execution and they saw the things that we were looking for, which was important for us. So it was a good beginning to the conference play with Manchester, now into Georgetown. And I think the other games we play in our conference, hopefully we're victorious so that way we can finish up on a good note in our conference.
You know, talking with you, Coach, I can't believe you're in your 12th year already. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, geez, really? Listen, tell me now about, brag about some of your kids. Tell me who your leaders are and how special they are.
Well, Dominic Giordano is my captain. I have a theme in my school. We always select an underclassman to be a captain the year before their senior year so that way they can carry the tradition of the captaincy. And Dominic has been, he was the captain that was selected. This is his senior year now. Outstanding kid, a 4.0 student. He's an unbelievable middle linebacker for our defense. And we converted him to running back this year also, too. And he's been a good standout for us as far as leadership and, again, consistency in the backfield, which is what we always want. Another good stud for us is Tyler David. He is our quarterback. He was our quarterback last year in fall, too. And he's in his junior year right now, and he's progressing very, very well. You know, we throw the ball, we put the ball when we need to, but at the end of the day, this young man put a lot of work in the weight room, and he's definitely earned the right to be the guy that calls the helm inside the huddle there. So yeah, I'm proud of his progress as well. He's worked very, very hard. He came from a good Pop Warner program in the Lynn Chargers, and we're excited for him this year and the rest of his senior year also, too.
All right,
I'd probably say a silent guy, just one more silent guy who a lot of people don't get a chance to hear about, but he's an unbelievable teammate. His name is Adolfo. He's a offensive tackle for us, and an offensive guard and defensive tackle. Just a great, hardworking young man, and we're looking forward to him building up as the season goes along.
So. Coach, I'm glad you mentioned that, Coach, because you know the quarterbacks, the running backs, all those guys, they get all the ink in the paper and stuff, you know, whether it's a short story or a long story. And the guys up front don't get enough credit. They really don't.
Oh, well, that's different with us because I was a defensive lineman in college.
Yes, sir.
The last thing I'm going to do is not give praise to the Hogs, man.
Yep.
That's the opposite of me.
I love it.
I love to praise my Hogs. Absolutely.
I love that, Coach. All right, coming up, you have what, Neshoba Valley Tech, do you?
Well, we have Neshoba Valley on the 23rd. Our next game, because we have a bye week this week.
Oh, okay.
Mystic Valley dropped out of our conference play this year because their football program's not up. Our next game will be against South Shore on October 16th at 4 p.m. at Manning Field.
All right. I want to ask you a couple of other questions, not specifically related to a game. The nonsense that went on in Georgetown, you guys had an away game. Everything okay?
Yes, sir. You know, I spoke with the head football coach the night of the game, and I've known him for a long time. You know, we used to go to the Glacier Clinics at Gillette Stadium when he first got hired over there. I do give a lot of credit to the program, the football program at Georgetown, because I know that's not something easy to deal with when it comes to racism and, you know, just people utilizing certain words and vulgarity. We had a good outing there Friday night. You know, our principal was there with us also, too. He was one of the first people we saw when we got off the bus. And we had a good game. I think it was a very good outing for both teams. You know, there was sportsmanship shown on the football field, which is what you want. Mm-hmm. No matter what the score is, you want to see sportsmanship. And when the game was over, you know, our parents and booster parents, they were all off the game. You know, we shook hands with Georgetown, and we walked off the field with no issues and no problems.
Fantastic.
Which is what you want to have.
Absolutely.
The most important thing when you're a coach.
Yeah.
You don't want to have none of that bull crap going on. And I was actually really, I was really inspired by the amount of text messages I received from a lot of the other coaches from the surrounding schools, just saying, hey, coach, good luck out there. You know, make sure things go okay. If you need anything, give me a heads up. You know, so I appreciate that. I would never say I'm one of the older guys now because I'm still young. But
you're right. That's right.
I've been around for so many years.
Yep. You're a kid with a lot of experience, man. That's good.
Yeah, you kind of build up a rapport with some good coaches, man, and I appreciated them hitting me up and just saying, hey, good luck out there. You know, watch out for your guys, blah, blah, blah.
But well, the coaching
the night of the game.
The coaching fraternity is tight. You guys are special anyway, so that's, I'm glad you have that kind of support. Coach, you guys, you play at Manning Field, yes?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, okay. So, again, last question. Reflect now, if you would, with me on Manning Bowl versus Manning Field, because Manning Field, I think, is one of the gems of high school sports in all sports in any town or any city.
Well,
it's a great place.
I think that, I scored my first touchdown at Manning Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ran a 75-yard run for a touchdown. And I'll never forget it. It'll be embedded in my life forever. But I'd be against the grain if I didn't say Manning Bowl was one of the greatest dynasty figures inside the city of Lynn because of all the opportunities it provided, not just for the youth, but for the community in the city of Lynn. But now that we have Manning Field, I mean, the complex itself has been utilized, I'd say probably over 100 times within a week span.
Yep.
You know, we've got flag football, soccer, field hockey, lacrosse, football, band. I mean, everyone and everything utilizes Manning Field more than ever. And I think that the administration that are responsible for Manning Field, it's been generating a lot of profit for the city of Lynn. And quite frankly, as long as that profit goes towards the youth of the city of Lynn, I'll never tell anybody not to utilize it. So we're lucky to have Manning Field. I think we're extremely lucky to have it. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, to be honest with you.
Great, great tradition of sports in the city of Lynn, and the high schools there are so representative of good things. And I congratulate you, Coach, on 12 years so far and counting. I want to check in with you from time to time during the season, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely, Coach. I mean, no problem at all. You got my cell phone number.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate what you do for our community and the sports world. I know it's not easy keeping up with everybody, but you do a great job of it, sir.
Anytime
you want to give me a call, please, I'll be available.
I appreciate that. You're very kind. It ain't easy being a one-man show here. Bill is off for a while right now. But, Coach, thank you so much. Good luck a week from this week. And what do you got planned for this week? Kind of working on special things or what?
Well, we're gym rats around here at Lynn Tech. We try to live in there as much as possible. Right now, we have our JV group and our varsity group in the weight room. We were able to cancel our game today due to weather, but right now we got weightlifting, and once we're done with weightlifting, we got film session, and these guys will probably be doing a varsity pyramid in which they're going to run 300 yards to keep their wins.
Okay.
But after that, we'll be pretty much a down day, so they're excited.
Coach, I appreciate it. Stay well. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much, boss. You have a good one.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is James Runner, who is the Lynn Tech High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.